Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castano. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Kip Young. And now, play ball. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball towards left. Kemp catches it and throws to home to double up Weiniger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zahn fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Zahn. Brookins moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Castano applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive towards first. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau who is chasing the ball. Parrish reaches third base with a triple. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. Parrish scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong misplays the ball. That's an error on Wilfong. Wackenfuss moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Jackson moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Edwards moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Dave Tobik now pitching. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Castano moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Castano scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Tigers, 3. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kemp hits a line drive into right field. Adams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Weiniger moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Mike Marshall now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landreau moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Landreau moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Edwards is walked intentionally. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Castano bunts towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castano for the out. Landreau scores. Cubbage moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Wagner pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Champ Summers pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Twins, 5, Tigers, 5. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.